Anyway, let's turn in our Bibles to James chapter 5. We pick up at verse 8. Lord willing, we'll look at the rest of the chapter. James has got to be the most direct, practical book in the Scripture. I mean, nowhere else except perhaps the Proverbs do you get such clear, direct instruction. And, the Proverbs, if you've been through them, they're a little scattered. I mean, there'll be a proverb about this and a proverb about that and then a proverb about this. James, he's more focused. And he's been dealing with us as we've been going through the book. Highly recommend if you weren't with us or if you're just visiting today that you log on and check it out. All of our services are there kept for you. You can also get tapes or CDs of the services. We're working on MP3s. Hopefully have them out in the next couple of months for you. Well, last study concluded with this bridge. James kind of takes the section that preceded and the section we'll conclude the book with today. And in verses 7 and 8, he said, "Be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." If you happen to be one of the weary, you've been looking down, or if you find yourself today a bit restless looking around, James says to both, look up. The Lord is coming again. And whatever you might have gone through or be going through right now, you got to know the Lord is going to come again. In all of the confusion and all of the chaos and all the discouragements and disappointments, hey, we saw it, I think, in the last couple of weeks. Even sickness and death and everything else that, well, tries us and wounds us and takes those we love from us, all of those will be, well, just a memory, if even that. The Lord is coming again. So three times he exhorts, be patient, waiting patiently, be patient, establishing your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Now he uses this agricultural illustration, and it's a good bridge for us. He mentions the farm.